Vayter in Shas, we are in Menachos, the Tzadi Aleph, pick up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down. Namar mar, amar mar. We saw in the Brides to continue on something yesterday. Toda minayin, where do we know that a Toda needs a Sachem? Tamar lomar, oh Zevach, the Pasuk says, oh Zevach, the Oer, where oh is extra, so it includes the Nesachem, Atu Toda lav Zevachu. But is a Toda not a Zevach? Why does it... Why does it say, oh, needed to include a toda? No, it's chifta darshinet. Kesakadat chamina, hol v'ika lecha v'ada. You would have thought that since there's bread that brought with it, lo tibur nisachim, you don't need to bring nisachim, right? These loaves that are brought with the toda should take the place of the nisachim. Therefore, sakadat chamina, hol v'ika lecha v'ada, lo tibur nisachim. Therefore, it doesn't know you do. Why is it different than the El Nazir? The Nazir's ram, the Ikabadeh, Lechem Ubay Nisachim, which is bread brought with it, but it needs Nisachim. Nasakatai Techamina, Hasam Shnei Minam. You would have thought, say that there's only two types of loaves are brought with the Nazir's ram. That's why in these Nisachim also. But Hacha, Arbaz Minam, there's four types of loaves are brought with the Zodah. We would think that it doesn't need Nisachim, therefore it comes to tell us that a Toda also needs Nisachim. Fact the Gemara, V'lichtov Rachmana, L'fali Neder Obindava. Just let the Torah write, only write this idea. L'fali Neder Obindava, V'lo Boi Ola, and it doesn't need to write Ola. Why does the Torah add, straight up, mention the idea of Ola? Ilo, because Rachmana Ola, then said Ola, have a mean of Asisa Mishel Hashem, Klal. I would have thought that when it says this idea, you should make a Isha Hashem, that's a klal. The following neder b'dava, prat. And then when it says, la aso, srech lichoach, chaz of a kalal, klal prat klal, yatadon elikena prat. Ma prat mefurish davashen oba alachet. Just like the prat is something that doesn't come because it's not coming mechaper for a sin. Av kol shem oba alachet. Otsi achat as wa asham shem bain alachet. It's excluding chatz asham because they're coming to be mechaper for a chet. Avi b'chor u'maiser pesach shem bain alachet. I'm going to include a b'chor and maiser and pesach for they're not brought to be mechaper a sin. Tamar lomar ola, if it says ola, to exclude all chayav, karbonos that are chiyuvim, even those that are not brought for to be mechaper. In fact, the Gemara b'hashad tuxiv ola, klal uprat ma mirabis, like, now that it says the word ola, what are you including through the klal uprat over here? Ma prat mefer she'inu mechuyav omeid, just like the Prat, meaning this, the Ola, is clearly talking to one who is not already chayiv in that carbon. Av kol shein mechoyev omeid. So too, any carbon of someone who is not already chayiv in it needs a sachem. L'havi vlados kachem. This is coming to include the vlados and kachem utmurasa, the offspring of kachem and or the tmuras. The Ola haba min most source of the Ola comes from the extra stuff. V'asham shenit klariya, and asham went out to go to grace. V'chol zvachem shizvuchu l'shem l'shol l'shma. Any zvachem that were done, not l'shma. Frag the Gemara, v'hashta da'amart, oh, l'drasha. Now that we say that it's going to be here for a drasha, l'falededu b'ndava l'amali l'chalkum. Why do I need the pasuk, oh, and it says falededu, oh, n'dava. Itzrich, I need it. You know what, k'sak d'ad l'kamina, I would have thought, ad ma'isi nedu n'dava, that until one brings both a neder and a nedava, lo libay nesachem, you don't need nesachem. Kamash v'lan, da'aisi neder l'chudei libay nesachem. The Torah therefore tells us that when by separating it, that that if he brings a neder alone, it needs the sachem. V'aisi nedava l'chudei l'aisi nesachem. Bring the nesachem, and if you bring the nedava by itself, it needs the sachem. Right, it needs a sachem. Hanichel Rabbi Yoshia. Okay, this works according to Rabbi Yoshia. Always needs a pasuk to tell us to separate between two things. Ela Rabbi Yonah Salam Ali. Why do I need it? I don't need the. According to him, we never assume that these things mentioned in the pasuk are necessary or required together, unless the Torah says straight up together. Sakatay dechamina. I see neder l'chudei l'bayin l'sachem. I would have thought to say that if he brings a neder alone, it needs a sachem. I see neder l'chudei l'bayin l'sachem. I see neder l'davet tiskei l'sachem dechad. If he brings both a neder and a davet, it's enough with bringing one l'sachem, one only one. Kavash Rolin comes to tell you that when it says or that one seven nesachim is needed for each one. Oh, b'mo'adechem lamli. What do I need? Oh, what's that darshining? Sagat that the chamina hani mili the kamaitzi olav in eder v'shalom v'nedav. You would have thought to say that the din of bringing seven nesachim for each carbon applies where he needs, where he brings an ola or an eder, an ola as an eder and a shlamim as a nedava. Inami ifcha, or the opposite, a shlamim as a neder, an ola as a nedava. Al hecha. Where he brings both an ola and a shlam as a neder, inami ola shlam nedava, shem neder echad, shem nedava achasi. We should look at it as one designation of a neder and one is a nedava. You can bring one. Kamash malan, obmodechem. Therefore, the Torah says, obmodechem, that one seven nesachim is needed for each carbon, even when both are the same type of neder. Ben Bakar Ola Ozavach Lama, the one in the room over there, Isakhani Sakatan Khamina Hanimili, the Kabaisiel, Shalom and Eder. You would have thought to say that this din of bringing seven Sakha for each one is where he brings an Ola and a Shalom as an Eder. Inami Ola Shalom and Dava. But he brings two olos. One is a nether. What is it? A dava. Inami, shnei shlamim. Echav and nether. Echav and dava. Two shlamim. One is there with a dava. Then ema, shem shlamim achasi. Shem ola achasi. I would say that we look at it as one designation of a shlam, one of an ola. And let it be one nisachim. Right? Nisachim for one of them. Kamash Vilan never come to tell us that one set of Nesachim was needed for each type of carbon, even when both are the same type of carbon. The following Nedr, oh, Shlom, Lomelin, what are you for? Sakat, the Chamina, Hani, Mili, Echad, the Bayes, Ishte, Olo, Schad, the Benet, Bechad, the Dava. Okay, one for Nedr, one for the Dava. In Amish, Tain, Shlom, and Bechad, Benet, Bechad, the Dava. Avalichad, the Kamais, Ishte, Olo, Benet, Ushte, Olo, Benet, Dava. In Amish, Tain, Shlom, and Benet, Ushte, Shlom, and Dava. Shame, Ola, Echad, who shame Nedr, Echadu. Tiskele b'sachem chad, and therefore it should be like enough to just bring one nesachem kamash long. I forgot to tell you, nesachem for each one. Rebbe Yoshia, hi min abakar o min atzal mamali. Why do I need the pasuk to say the word o in that phrase abakar o min atzon? The Gemara sakatay to kamina. I would have thought hani mila b'tshrei mine. I would have thought that this din of bringing a separate tzach over each carbon applies only for two different types of animals. If it brings two carbonates with one type of animal, then it can be one tzach. And Kamash Shalom, for it doesn't know, even in that case, you need a tzach for each one of them. What do I need the pasuk to say? So you should do for one. Pasuk seems to emphasize that each carbon requires its own nesachim. What are you, we know that, right? With the Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Bezecher Zeh. The din you need Nesachim for each one applies to two carbonates that are one after the other, but Basachim is done at one time. Tiski Leber Nesachim Dechad, it's enough of the one Nesachim, Kamash Shalom, for it comes to tell us that the seven nesachim are needed for each carbon under all circumstances. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Elu shechatas shemetzorah v'ashom v'tom nesachim. The chatas, even though they normally wouldn't need to bring nesachim, the chatas of a mitzorah and his ashem do need nesachim. We know any other way to know this from. The Tanur Abanan u'shlosha esronim solos mincha. And three, the esron is a fine flower for a mincha. Mincha aba im a zevach because of a davar. The second mincha comes with an animal. Ato mincha aba im a zevach o inu ala b'mincha aba b'fnei atzo. Even comes by itself as its own little carbon. Maybe this flower represents a mincha that the mitzvah is to bring unrelated to the animal's carbon. Because you omer v'hela a kohen it's a ola. It's a mincha when it says later on that the kohen shall bring. So offer the ola and the mincha have yomer v'mincha aba im a zevach because of a davar. Then you should say that the pasuk is speaking about a mincha that comes with the animal carbon. V'adayin in yodea, imtun nesachem lav. I still don't know if it needs a wine nesachem or not. Tam lomar. V'yayin l'gashlich rivis, ayin tase ala ola ola zevach al-kevesach ad. Ola zos olos mitzora, and zevach zos chatas mitzora. Ola zevach zu osha mitzora. And when it says, oh, l'zevach, Azu Asher Mitzorah. This is the Asher of the Mitzorah. So we can learn out from this pasuk that all three karbanos of the Mitzorah need wine, nesachim, to be brought with them. But typically, Tavayu Mizabach, why don't we learn out both of the Mechatz Asher from what is his word, Zabach? Beep, turn the page. Sadi Aleph Amubes, Amar Mar. Because it says in the Braisa about someone brings the karbanos of Nazir. Chatas for Asher Minayin. From where do we learn that if the Nazir's hair is thrown beneath the Chatas or Nasham, as opposed to beneath the Shlamim, that he fulfilled his obligation? Tamid Loma is Zevach. It says the word Zevach. And we see that the single term Zevach can apply to both the Chatas and the Nasham. So why are the two things, Zevach and the word O, needed to teach the Chatas and the Nasham Mitzorah? This statement that both Achatas and Asham can be learned from a single term is true only where both of them are similar. They're brought for the same purpose. Where the purpose of the Asham is to matir and the Achatas is to atone, like the case of the Asham and the Achatas of a Mitzorah, we need two psukim in order to include both Karbanos. We got another problem with the Brisa we said earlier. Zevach o chatas mitzorah. The Brisa said when it says a zevach, it's a chatas of mitzorah. Ve'im is o chatas v'ashem the nazir. Maybe it's a nazir. Lo's like a daitach. The time was in the Brisa about the nazir's karbanos and mincha som and eskehem. They're mincha and they're nesachim. Be'olasa u'beshlamim v'chasav adamim. The pasuk is talking about his ol and his shlamim. Those are the two of his karbanos we've seen in the Sachem. Ata Omer, Balasa, Bishlamov. Oino Ela, Filu Chatos. Or maybe, not really, but it's talking about even to the Chatos of the Nazir. And the Chatos also should need the Sachem. Tamad Lomer, Visa'ayel Yas, Zevach Shlamim, and Chasav and Esko. The Torah says, and the ram, he shall make a Shlamim karban. And the Pasuk ends off of the coin, should bring its Mincha and its Nesach. Ayel Bechlal Hoya. The Ayel, the Shlamim ram, of the Nazir was included in the other rams. So why does it say it specifically? Tadin Sachem Chiyav said separately about the Nazir. The Hagishlam, the Mekakish. Ma Ayel Miuchad Bab Nedim Nedava. Just like a Shlamim ram is unique and it comes from Nedim Nedava. Or Nedava. Avkol Bab Nedim Nedava. So to anything that comes of the Neder or Nedava needs a Sachem, which is excluding the Chatas and Asham of a Nazir, because those types of carbonos are never a neder or nedava. Therefore, since the chatas of Avshim and Avir definitely do not have the nesachim brought with them, then when it says this wording, it must be talking about the chatas or Avshim of a mitzorah. Ola, zu olas mitzorah, ve'ema zu olas yoledes. Amar Abaye, olas yoledes, mi sefer the god, nafkar, lana for the end of the pasuk, the time of the baisa. Abinasanam, and lakevis, zu olas yoledes. When the end of the pasuk says, lakevis, for a lamb, it's talking about the ola of a woman who gave birth. Ha'echa ze achad asar shalmaiser shikariv shlamim. When it says the one, it's talking about the 11th animal counted for Meiser, which is offered as a Shlamim. Now, although all Shlamim karbanos generally require Nesachim, we need a special thing to teach that such a Shlamim requires Nesachim. Shlamim tzinu la b'chol ha-Torah, because we don't find this in the entire Torah. She tafel chamer min ha-Ikar. The tafel is more chamer than the Ikar. So since the ol of a woman who gave birth is included for a lamb, and the term Ola has been included in the Ola of Mitzorah. Rava Amar, Ezu Davi Shetar Shosh Ribuyim, what thing is there that needs three Ribuyim? Harom Ezu Mitzorah, this is talking about the Mitzorah. La'ayah La'mali, why do I need the next Pasuk for a ram? We already know that it needs a Sachem. Rav Sheshes, L'rabas Elo Shel Aaron, to include the ram of Aaron that was brought in Yom Kippur. The ram also needs the Sachem. Hilish Aaron, Mimimor Dechem, after we learned that from the Pasuk Mimimor Dechem. Like we learned earlier, that this is telling us that the carbon is brought on a holiday, Nidasachem. Since Yom Kippur also is considered a holiday, the Isle of Aaron should be learned that from there. Why is it different than the Ola of Yoledis when we give birth? That we learned that above, that this needs a sachem, even though it's something of a yachin. And if we say the same thing about the Eilus Aaron, it needs a sachem, even though it's a personal one. So, even if that's talking about something that's not doesn't have an actual fixed time, right? Which is similar to a neder or a nedava. That's part of the pasuk. Aval, davar, shekavua, lozman, imelo. Something like the Isle of Aaron, Yom Kippur, would say that doesn't need a sacham because it's like a tzibor. Kamash Shmuel comes to tell you with the word ram that it's also needs a sacham. Oh, la'ayel, lamali. Why do I need the pasuk oh for the word la'ayel? Rabbis is a palgas. It's coming to include the palgas. The palgas. During the first 12 months of the life, a male sheep is known as a keves. After it completed 1 month in his second year, it's out in his second year, and it's called an ayel. During its 13th month, it's called a palgas. He said that a palgas is its own entity. Therefore, we can understand why a pasuk is needed to say that sachem is sachem. The time was that a mission para hikrivo. If he brought a palgas, maybe a love niske ayel. He brings the nesachem of a ram with him. But it doesn't count as a zevach. Remember, Yochanan. Ola ayel rabbis is a palgas. When it says ol for a ram, it's coming to include the palgas. To teach that a palgas also to bring the sachem of a ram. El lebar pada, according to our brother, damer maisi umasni the sveikahu. In the case of palgas, he brings the sachem of and mincha of a ram, and he makes a tenai, his master, and takes the various other things into account because it's a suffix. It's a kalu rabui sveika. Is a pasuk needed to include a suffix? Of course not. So what do we do? What do we learn out from the word or? Vadai levar pada kasha. According to my brother, it's a kasha. We don't know what you actually need the word o for, according to him. Kachi esel l'shor echadu l'ayel echadu l'sev ha'kosim o b'izim. So shall be done to the one bull or for the one ram, for the one kid among the sheep of the among the goats. L'shor echad batam lo, what are you coming to tell me by saying that? We had a pasuk already that said that the sachem chiyuv of a bull. What do we learn out from saying it again? L'fisha matzina shechil l'kakasha b'in niske ayel niske keves. Make a distinction between ram, sachem ram, a sheep with it, which is a sheep in its second year, and then sachem of a lamb, sheep of the first year. Yachan echalik bein niske pal niske egel. Maybe think of make the distinction between those. It's an ox in its second year, and it was an ox in the first year. Tamalomer lashor echad. For the one bull, teaching that there is only one type of nisachem brought with an ox, regardless of its age or gender. Ola ayel matam lomer. Always come to say when it says ola ayel. Lafisha Matsina Shachilika Kasa Beniske Ben Shanuleske Ben Shtayim. Since we find the possible distinction between the Sacham of a sheep in its first year, a lamb, and the Sacham of a sheep in its second, which is a ram, Yochan Achalik Ben Niske Ben Shtayim Lahuske Ben Shalof. You think you're making a distinction between Sacham of a sheep in its second year and that of a sheep in its third year? Tamad Lomar Ola Ayel HaChad. Or for the one ram, the sachem remains the same for a ram, even if it's entered its third year. In fact, the Gemara, O la seba kvasim matam ed lomer, what does the Torah tell me? The teacher says, or for a kid among the lambs. Lefisha matzino, since we find, shechile kasa bein niske kefas eskayil, it makes the distinction between these two, male sheep in the first year and one in the second year, yachan lechalek bein niske kifsa eskayichela. You would think that we should make a distinction between the sachem of a female lamb's first year and that of a female ram in a second year. Tam lomer ola seba kvasim, which comes to teach you that the sachem are the same for the female sheep regardless of what the age is. Obz matam lomer. What's coming to tell you? Avisha matzino shechilek hakasav bein niske keves and niske ayel. First one is that of a male sheep in its first year, sachem of ram, which is a male in its second year. Yachan achalik bein niske gedil niske seir. You would think that you said make a distinction between the sachem of a kid, it's a young goat, and that of an old goat. Tamad lomer, oh ba'edim, the ba'izim. The Torah therefore says, or among the goats, telling us that the sachem are the same for goats, regardless how old they are. Amar Rav Papa said, Bajiklan Rav. Rav attested with the following question. He had a question for us. Beep, turn the page. Study base of an aleph. Niske Rechela Bakam, how much wine is needed for the Nesachim of a Rachel, of a Yu? A Pashtina Lei, Mimas Nisan, I learned that from this Mishnah, which speaks about that which you know, as we're going to see, a raya of, okay. Yeah. Pashtina limma sisa. Gedim isham b'shniske etzon. The Mishnah Skolem says that one who has to bring in a sachem would generally not bring wine, flour, and oil from his house. He would pay the Beis HaMikdash for these things and get a ticket that marked with the word was said what he had bought. If they bring the tickets to the person in charge of the sachem, give it to him and get whatever he had bought, the ingredients. The Tanna Kamma there says that four types of tickets were used in the Beis HaMikdash. Since the amount of wine and flour used for the sachem were different according to the animals that they came along. So three of these tickets were used for differing nisachim of a bull, ram, and lamb, while the fourth is used for a metzorah, who needed an additional lug of oil besides the oil necessary for the three animals. So Papa now says the following. Gedi misham shiske tzon, the voucher, this ticket used for a gedi, a kid, serves for the nisachim of tzon. One of the tickets had the word gedi, like a kid written on it, and it would be given to someone buying nisachim for that of a goat or a sheep family, except for a ram. Shall gedolim sekatanim, adult or young, shall zcharim sekatanim, male or female, chutz mishalelim, except for adult rams. So you see from this mission that there's no difference between the sachem of older female sheep and those of younger female sheep. The gedi ticket was used for all goats and sheep, regardless of age and gender, except for a ram, so male sheep in the second year. So therefore it comes up that the nesach of any kind of female sheep is the same, no difference how old it is. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.